I'm in Hayward House Garden with Adrian Anderson. We're going to look around his show. What's the name of the show, Adrian?
Sculpture and Photography in the Garden. Sculptures were made by my friend Owen Bullitt. Now we've decided to bring our interests together this year, and we've selected some pictures and sculptures which are inspired and work with each other.
So let's go around and have a look. This one's called Ghosts in the Mist. Can you describe it for me?
Yeah, this was actually taken in Saudi Arabia. It's a seascape, really. But it's a picture which takes a little bit of looking at before you really understand what's there. It's quite pastely in colour, and it's actually of the sunset over the water looking out to sea from Jeddah, with some people wading up to their knees in the shallow water there. And when you first come to see the picture, it's quite difficult to see the people, really. But the more you look at it, the more they sort of appear.
More and more people emerge, actually, the more you look, don't they?
Yes.
I saw just one group, and actually there are three or four groups of people.
That's right, yeah. Sometimes people see the group in the bottom left-hand corner, see maybe three or four. But as you say, the more you look, the more appears. It's quite interesting, actually, the way I came across this picture was... I'd walked out of the hotel where it was very cold with the air conditioning, and it was very hot and humid outside, and it misted up my camera lens. And initially I was a little bit upset about that because I wanted to take some pictures of the sunset, and then I realised that actually it was going to work really well.
Yeah, I think it really draws you in, actually. But it's lovely that it was kind of a happy accident in
yes,
a way with
yeah.
the mist on the lens. Did you have to keep going back inside to get a bit more mist to take some more pictures?
Well, it actually cleared quite slowly, but I was really pleased that it worked in an accidental manner.
Brilliant. Okay, let's go and have a look at the next piece. What's this one called?
This is called Kamakura Bamboo, and it's a picture of some of the giant bamboo that grows in Kamakura, which is north of Tokyo and Japan. It really shows up the colours nicely, and you've got that real depth as it sort of draws you into the picture with the bamboo behind going down into the forest.
It reminds me, there's a very famous Ansel Adams picture of silver birches.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like almost a Japanese kind
yes.
of inspired version of that.
Yeah, I suppose in a way it is.
Yeah.
I love Ansel Adams, he's a great photographer.
So these are really very, very tall bamboos, are they? Is that right?
Yeah, I imagine these would probably be going at least 10 metres. They have these great forests of bamboo, and they're really quite amazing to see because the bamboo that we're used to seeing in this country is usually quite thin. But the stuff that grows there is maybe 3 inches in diameter and very tall and very green. And one of the things I liked about this scene when I saw it was the colour and the light on the bamboo.
Wow, we don't see that kind of thing in the UK, do you?
No,
we
really don't.
Okay, great.
This one's actually had some really good responses as well. It's very difficult to judge the quality of a picture from the screen on the back of your camera, but when I did first take the picture, I wasn't sure that I'd quite got what I wanted, so I was very pleased when I got home and it was exactly as I'd wished, really.
The next picture is in panorama format.
Yes.
Yeah. It's called Icelandic Reflection.
Our destination was a place called Jökulsárlón, which is a glacier which has retreated and left a glacial lake with icebergs floating on it. But on the way, we came across this image here, which is...
Can you just describe it for us?
Yes, of course. Yeah, it's a very volcanic landscape, and in the background there's some mountains. And
it's a perfect mirror, basically, isn't it, the lake?
Yeah, absolutely. And the day before, interestingly, it had been extremely windy, and this was in August. We were out with our hats and scarves on because of the wind, and the next day it was beautifully calm. And as we drove past this lake, we just had to stop, and it was just off the side of the road, and we wandered down and took some pictures. It's a very blue and black piece, and very
it's quite moody, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just quite moody, and the clouds just work perfectly because half the sky is covered in cloud and the other half of the sky is clear,
and the clouds seem to kind of draw you in right to the very middle of the picture and
yes.
right into the distance to the mountains
yeah.
as well.
So I was delighted to come across this, and we waited a little while to make it absolutely perfect. It's just the right amount of cloud, really, to reflect in the water, and there's a line in the middle of the picture about which it's reflected. Somebody yesterday actually gave me some feedback, said it reminded them a little bit of those ink blot tests that they used to do,
yes.
psychological ink blot tests.
Yes.
Actually, now she said that the more I look at it, the more I can see that.
Although I think I like this more than an ink blot, actually.
Yes.
There's less stress looking at this. You don't have to guess the numbers in this
yes.
one, do you?
Yeah.
And if people want to see more of your work, do you have a website that they could go and look at?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's just www.adrianandersonphotography.com.
Perfect. All right. Thanks for talking to
Lovely.
Me.
Lovely. No worries.